Hey, happy Saturday, GWA. I was fortunate enough to finally have this morning off, which was really nice and needed. It was really needed. It was well needed on my part. And I was thinking, I wonder what you lovely people like to do on your mornings, because I had a very self-indulgent morning, and I wanted to share it with you in hopes that you would share your morning with me, yeah? Can we do that? Obviously, I woke up, which is awesome. It's always nice to, you know, wake up for one more day. And then I got up and I put on one of my, like, light silk robes because, unfortunately, here, it is still really hot. I'm talking 80 degrees hot. Which is wild because it's December 1st. So, yeah, there's that. And then I went straight to my coffee maker and I started brewing coffee because I am an addict when it comes to coffee. And I get grumpy. I can't go without my morning coffee. I am not the nicest. And I hate that because I don't want to be like this stereotypical person. But I'm a stereotypical person, so there's that. And I have this thing where I like to sit on my back patio and sip coffee where I catch up on the news. And it's interesting because it doesn't matter what the weather is outside, if it's hot like now or raining, cold, I still back patio, finish my coffee. I use this old relic called the newspaper that I like to read. I know, your grandma here. Yes, still do that. And when I don't get the newspaper, then I usually will use my phone, which is probably what most of you do. If you read the news, ? I don't know. Who knows? This is where you come in and tell me how you use your day. But then, when everything is said and done, and my coffee's finished, and I'm now mad at all the things that I've read that it's going on, I get undressed, take off my robe, get naked, I roll out my yoga mat, and then I crank my music up annoyingly loud. Really fucking loud. And I start to do my vinyasa flow, which is the form of yoga that I choose to do. And I usually take anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour when I'm doing things from home, trying to get more discipline to do longer, but you know. It's a process, okay? I'm working on it. But I get my body really nice and warmed up. I'm usually just dripping sweat, which I know. Line up. So sexy. Sexiest hottie ever. And I get gross. Let's just be honest. I get gross and I like it that way. I have this thing. I guess it makes me feel like I've accomplished something. Who knows? After I get nice and sweaty and really, really gross, I take a hot shower. And when I take the shower, when I took the shower this morning, I don't know why I'm talking about it like, you know, I did this all today. When I took my shower this morning, I like to stretch in the shower after I do yoga, which I know is strange because you guys think, I'm sure the majority of you guys think, didn't you just essentially stretch for 30 minutes to an hour? And I guess in a way, yeah, but also no. And after like really intense yoga sessions like I do, my muscles, especially like in my upper body, tend to get really tight. And so I like to stretch in the shower after my body's already been warmed up with the hot water running over me. And I like to use the wall for resistance in that, simply because you're not here and I have to. Lisai. And that's, yeah, and so I really, really stretch and get, I feel like the hot water helps me stretch deeper, which I like. And then, of course, I, like, soak my body up and things, which is, you know, just basics. But I get out, And by the time I'm out and I've done yoga, I've had my coffee, so now I'm caffeined up, I'm stretched out, and my body feels amazing. Oh, by the way, meanwhile, music plays this entire time. I don't turn it off. I'm a little bit obsessed. So, a little's an understatement. Music's playing this entire time. I'm one of those people, I like to listen to things in the shower too. Yeah, I do the terrible singing thing in the shower. I like it. It's fun. It's my morning. I do what I want. Anyway, my body feels incredible. I feel incredible. It's been forever since I've had a morning like this. And you know what? I felt like, let's just cap it off the right way, shall we? And so, what better way than to top all of this wonderful, all of these wonderful feelings off than with an orgasm? I can't think of a better way. And it's the only thing that I haven't done that to my body that feels incredible. And so, before I've even dried off, I've already started touching myself. And it feels good. It feels extra wonderful. It's like my body needed it. It's like it was the last piece of tension that just needed to be released. And so I started with light touches, kind of teasing myself. I like to be indulgent, so I like to tease myself. And just light circles around my clit. Already getting turned on again. This may be a problem. Maybe not. Light circles around my clit. Using my wetness as lubricant. And I get so wet. I really do. So wet. Dripping wet. Oh. Is it so wrong to have an early afternoon masturbation session too, after you've already had a morning one? Is that too indulgent of me? Is there a such thing? I've been feeling so greedy lately, obviously, wanting to just touch myself constantly. I don't know what that's about. And I've been doing this a lot lately, everywhere, in the car, my morning commute. Brief breaks in my day where I think, you know, I could just reach a hand down my pants, up my skirt, and just take just a little touch. There's no harm in just a little touch, right? Just Just a small rub. Just one circle. Like now, I can just reach. And just do one. Oh, it feels so good to touch myself.
Oh no. My yard guy's here. Fuck. We'll pick it up in a little bit, guys.